The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. Morning, everyone. So today's gospel, anyone know what today's gospel is called? The words that Jesus is saying? I don't know what grade you guys learn it. Maybe you haven't gone there yet. The Beatitudes, does that sound familiar? Yeah, a little bit. Blessed are the hungry, blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, stuff like that. Sound a little familiar, hopefully? All right. So the question we have today is, why does Christ say that those who are hungry, those who are weeping, those who are poor, why does he say that they are blessed? You got an idea? Shout it so I can hear and I can repeat it. Because they give everything to the Lord? Almost. It's close. It's a good try. Yeah, that's pretty close, yeah. Because they know that in this world they'll be sad, but in the next with God they'll be happy. Any other? You got another answer? Last one. Is it what? Because they love God? I mean, that's what the hope is, right? All right. In poverty, well, one thing we have to remember is that poverty is one of the, have you guys learned about the evangelical councils yet? No? Okay. Teacher's like, no. So poverty is one of those things that is a good, is something that we should strive for. Instead, the exact opposite of trying to be the richest person in the world, where we're supposed to give and get rid of things and constantly like try and minimize what we have so that we can live really like Christ in all things. So it's held up as a good. But that's besides the point. Poverty itself, when we are detached from things, when we have nothing, all we can have is God. That is our last possession that we have is God himself. And so in that sense, poverty is a good, and it is something that is blessed, a state that is blessed. And then sorrow, when everything else, all this happiness in the world is gone, and all we have is that sorrow, we still have God himself. We recognize that when we have nothing and no one, that we still have God. And so in that state, we are blessed. Same with hunger. The bread of life is the only bread, the only food in the world that nourishes us, always. And so when we are hungry, we can actually recognize that. And we're more likely to be able to understand who it is that is in that tabernacle right now. And so that's why Christ is saying, blessed are the poor, blessed are the hungry, blessed are those who mourn. Because when we are in these states, we're much easier, much more able to recognize God in all things and in all places and in all people. But also the Beatitudes are commands for how we should live and really specifically what we should do. And it's a reminder to each of us to constantly go out of our way to do good for other people, right? You're paying attention? Yeah. Okay. Fifth grade. Do you guys remember what you guys did for your retreat last year? What'd you do? Remember you had a mass that you guys were in charge of for the all-school mass, and then afterwards you guys went out and did something. What'd you guys do? Were you going to vote for Lent? No. Maybe it wasn't as universal as I thought. I know most of the grades did this. You guys, maybe this sounds familiar. You made bags or backpacks for, like, with toiletries and all this stuff. You guys didn't do that one? That's fifth grade. Okay, never mind. It was another class. Anyway, so that's a good thing you can do, is to give stuff to the food bank, to the St. Joseph Center, toiletry bags, already pre-made ones that they can pass out, or donating stuff. But this is how we live out the Beatitudes, the commands of Christ, what the demands of the gospel ask of us. And so it's a good thing to do, because when we do that, when we live out the Beatitudes, and we are giving and giving up all these different things, we draw much closer to our Lord and to one another. That's a good thing, right? It is. Millions are starving, persecuted, and homeless, and leading very hopeless lives. When we reach out to help them, we are living out the Beatitudes. In addition, Jesus tells us that we are serving him in these suffering people. So each and every person that we help, we are helping Christ himself, the Lord of the universe, the maker of everything that is. When we give to another person, when we help feed and clothe, when we console another person, we're doing all of this for Christ himself, because that person in front of us is another Christ. That's the most important thing we can remember from all of this, okay? All right, I'm just going to stop there. I could ramble probably for another day, so I'll give you guys a break.